But coming up right now are two more great reasons to support KBOO, our movie moles, Jan Hocken and Fran Michel, here to discuss two documentary films that can deepen your understanding of Haiti.
Good morning. This is Fran Michel here with Jan Hocken, as Clayton said, to discuss two documentary films about Haiti. Aristide and the Endless Revolution is a 2005 independent film directed by Nicolas Rossier. It focuses particularly on the 2004 coup that removed President Aristide from office for the second time and on the question of U.S. complicity with the coup and responsibility for Aristide's ouster. The Agronomist is a 2003 film directed by Jonathan Demme. It focuses on the Haitian radio journalist Jean Dominique, who owned and ran the country's only independent radio station under the Duvalier regime and continued to advocate for peasant and popular participation until his death in 2000. This is a timely movie to be discussing on KBOO today because it's in part about the importance of radio and of culture in struggles for democratic participation and social and political justice. Both of these DVDs are in the Multnomah County Library Collection, though you'll have to put a hold and wait your turn to get one of those copies. We'll have more to say about The Agronomist after a break, but first we're going to talk a bit about Aristide and the Endless Revolution.
This is an interesting film in providing some background to Haiti and its tragic history and tragic fate of the Aristide government over a period of decades. But there are also some choices the film made that are problematic. There's little of the history of economic exploitation of Haitian labor and the role of U.S. corporations in Haiti. And this is very much a backdrop story to the central story of the history of aid, foreign aid to Haiti. And here it's a moral appeal in the film for aid to Haiti and the enormous cost or price paid for aid over that history. But the issue of how to understand the tragic history of repression and defeat and the ruthlessness of the U.S. government as it operates in the Haitian economy is really not the central story here.
No, and it does touch to some extent on economic questions. I mean, we're told that sweatshop owners resisted raising the minimum wage from 38 cents a day to a dollar a day. We certainly hear about the Inter-American Development Bank promising a loan to Haiti but never delivering it, and yet still demanding that Haiti pay interest on the loan that was never delivered. But the critique there is more sort of reformist rather than revolutionary, in that it's, you know, the problem is the IAD, the Inter-American Development Bank, not following its own rules for giving out money and following through on the loan. And so it's the unfairness of that particular instance, for instance, that is stressed rather than the whole problem of international aid as sort of part of an ongoing cycle of debt and predatory lending, which is sort of another way to understand the IMF and the World Bank and those sorts of institutions. So there isn't a sense that what's being given to Haiti is really reparations for a long history of injustice. And as you say, there's not much sense of the background of the Lavalas movement behind Aristide. It's really focused much more on the man, the hero, the heroic figure, who's not problematized particularly.
Yeah, too much hangs on the broken back of the leader in exile, Aristide, and promise of him bringing back some kind of order and stability and opening space for Haitian democracy of a genuine kind. But I think the question of how you represent a history of tragedy is a really difficult one. And the film, I think, focuses very much on the justifiable outrage and violent resistance of the Haitian, but you get very little of their capacities, including, I think, in the context of the history of the exploitation of Haitian labor, the productive work of Haitians and how much has been extracted from Haiti economically.
Yeah, and the film has that sort of voice of God narration and a kind of false even-handedness where we get he said on the sort of, was the U.S. involved, wasn't the U.S. involved? We get the U.S. denials. But, you know, so we have this sort of fake even-handedness, but we never really get deeply into these questions. And I think that voice of God narration is part of the distance that we have from activism within Haiti and the Haitian people in this film. But it's helpful in giving people some background, getting a sort of sense of what's going on. Aristide and the Endless Revolution, which is available on DVD, is good also, I think, in showing that in fact there is wealth as well as poverty in Haiti. We get to see some of the gated communities and things like that. So it's sort of a mixed bag, useful if you don't know very much about what's going on in Haiti. This is Fran Michelle back with Jan Hocken talking about The Agronomist, which is one of several documentaries on Haiti that Jonathan Demme has directed or produced. This one focuses on radio journalist Jean Dominique, who Demme first met in 1987 while he was shooting Haiti, Dreams of Democracy, about the post-Duvalier democracy movement. And everyone said he had to interview Dominique. This is an important person in the movement, in what's going on politically. And he interviewed him several times, once there and then several times in New York when Dominique was in exile in New York. He focuses this film very much on this dynamic figure, Jean Dominique, who is an affluent, educated Creole, who was in fact trained as an agronomist, which is a plant scientist, and he thinks of himself as a man of the soil, an ally of the farmers, a man of the people, a man of Haiti. He's very much attached to the land and farming and the history of Haiti and national identity.
He's sort of a mole in that sense of what emerges from the ground from below, that there's always a potential for a spring harvest.
Yeah. He was among the first to begin broadcasting in Creole rather than in French. Most of the radio broadcasts in Haiti had been in French, but that was not the language of the people. And radio is an important medium there, especially because there's a very high literacy rate. And, of course, radios are cheaper than televisions. And so it's a way of really connecting everyone in the country and of bringing in important information, important news. It was one of the first stations, one of the only stations, bringing in foreign news about activism in other countries that could inspire people in Haiti to know what was going on in other parts of Latin America, in other parts of the world. So there is, in this film, much more of a sense of the movement behind Aristide, the movement that is behind Jean Dominique, and that he is sort of speaking for. Although he's not one of the people literally himself. I mean, he's affluent, he's educated, he's Creole, light-skinned, but very much identified with the sort of popular movement and the people.
And in the documentary, you get a sense of this incredibly animated man with this memorable capacity for gesticulating and a smile that fills his whole face. But he found his political form through radio and the way he talked about the voice itself and the Creole language, which often is described in a kind of degraded way, like pidgin English in other parts of the world, and the beauty of the language. At one point, there's so many who are saying, and the subtlety and the political subtlety of Creole as a language, and it's also a language of resistance, is something that really comes through as, I think, an incredible tribute to him in this documentary, but also to the power of radio and voice, as it allows you to imagine scenes in ways that television kind of blocks out with the hypnotic power of the visual image itself. So you really get a sense of his commitment to radio as a cultural and political force for change.
That everyone should support. I mean, it's also, there's a moment in the film when he talks about they lost all their advertisements. They were no longer getting advertisers because, of course, they were disrupting the economic and political status quo of life in Haiti. And so all the advertisers pulled out. And so the people who worked at the station went around collecting donations, much as we do at KBOO, right? Getting people to participate. And they were so willing to give, you know, what little they had, because this is such an important source of information for them. Yeah, and it's a really well-made and compelling film in lots of ways. Dominique himself was interested in cinema, and he talks at one point in the film about the grammar of film being a political act. And there are these, as you say, these sort of repetitions and moments of when he's showing the different meanings of in Creole, or sort of the things that he says over and over, and we get a sense of the sort of persistence and stubbornness and resilience of Dominique and the movements that he's supporting.
Yeah, unlike Aristide and the Endless Revolution, which I think fails to deliver on the title because it's should be subtitled The Endless Tragedy. This one, you get with this film, The Agronomist, you really get a sense that in spite of that history, without it being gratuitously upbeat, it still gives you a sense of the creativity and the capacities of Haitian people, that there's something there.
Yeah, and the film ends with, after Dominique's death, the station goes back on the air. His wife, his partner in the station, replays one of his speeches and says, he's not dead, he's still alive, he's still broadcasting, he's still speaking. And there's a sense that his spirit and the spirit of this, the resistance and the demand for participation in democracy is still alive and still active.
And even though Radio Haiti closed in 2003 and the film really foregrounds the role of the U.S. government in defeating these cultural capacities of the country, the political capacities, Radio Haiti is on the air now and was, as some of the announcers have said, the life center of Haiti during the earthquake and helping to rebuild community in its aftermath.
This has been Fran Michel and Jan Hocken discussing The Agronomist.
And thanks to our movie moles for reminding us of another way to learn about the historical background to the events of the day, the movies. And that music was by Wyclef Jean from the soundtrack of The Agronomist.